Bluey, thanks for giving us your time. You're 4-2. You've made a terrific start. That translates, if you maintain that win-loss record, to somewhere between 14 and 15 wins. Does the team have that outcome in it?
Oh, I think we set out pre-season and understanding the hard road ahead. Well, after we won 8 games last year, jumping up from 3 the year before that, of course, understand we had to win another 50% of games. So we had to do a lot right. A lot of luck had to go away as far as injuries and whatnot. But, 4-2, certainly a healthy start to certainly ticking off the first objective, which is to win 12 games, which on history of the AFL says to get you in the finals. And that'll be our first hurdle, of course, but we're still quite a long way off that as well.
Blue, I know I spoke about Gary Ablett there, but it wasn't just Gary, because he spent a bit fair of the much of the game forward. Players like Dion Prestia just keep getting the ball. Swallows had a brilliant last 3 weeks. O'Meara, we know, even started on the bench. Matty Shaw, how do you say it? Collar Jasny, just poised coming out. Your midfield depth now is getting to a point where it just needs games on top of it to make sure the maturity's there.
Yeah, the games, I think, as you know, Shorey, the games together as well. I think everyone develops at certain rates, but to get that continuity, as you say, within the midfield group, and then together to play sort of, I would think 30 to 40 games, but hopefully in that period they all start ticking over 50, 60 games, your back line's the same, your forward line's the same, and then you get that chemistry, if you like, and that's the sort of X factor, and that's why, we go and play Hawthorn and Fremantle and sort of competitive for half or three quarters of the game, and that's as best we can do. And then their older heads, bodies that have been playing, Premier League final for the last 4 or 5 years, they take over and you come up short and you scratch your head and you go, gee, we're so good, we're in it for so long, but all of a sudden that's what happens, mate. I think we're all blissfully aware of that. That's what happens.
Jared Harbrell, different role this year, as in he can play small defender, but have you pushed him up the ground to maybe get more penetration inside your 50? And he's been in really good form the last 3 weeks that I've seen anyway.
Yeah, he did a bit of that last year too, Shorey. I mean, we're obviously trying to plug up our back line. It's been under siege for probably 3 years out of four. We just thought his creativity and, the old theory about bouncing off half-back, well, given retirements and some players and all that sort of stuff and some injuries, of course, we thought you're better off bouncing off your wing area. So
yeah.
When Jared gets it, he's, as you would know, he's very elusive. And, when he gets it, we get it back. And if we could do that sort of as opposed to half-back to the wing, if we can get it from wing to half-forward or wing to inside forward 50, we're having shots on goal. So, yeah, he's been fantastic. He's worked really hard on his ability to run both ways and his ability to press up and defend now. He's had a bad shoulder. He's got a bad elbow at the moment, but he's really working hard through that. And then he's just starting to, on the weekend, has just started to turn. He's been working really hard defensively. He just started to turn offensively for him as well.
Hey, Bluey, to me, one of the big improvements I've seen so far this year is just the maturity and I guess the development of your key position players, probably in the forward line more than any. Lynch kicked his first 5 goals yesterday, first bag of 5. I've watched Day, the way he's jumping at the ball in the air, he just looks really confident in his marking. And then down back, Stephen May and big Rory Thompson, you must be confident now in your spine.
Yeah, mate, look, unlike you, Richo, just evolved as a player after your second game. It's taken these boys, three years and now going into their 4th years. But, you look at the games, and mind you, no, four you mentioned. I think Rory's only played 25. He's been injured a bit. Stephen May's just maybe hit 40. The other boys are in their 40. I think Tommy Lynch may have had the most, 45 games. But, that's Tom Hawkins at other clubs. You look at some of those mature players now, you look at Tommy Hawkins, you go, geez, he's a monster and all that. But if you look at the stats of our boys, compare them to those fellas, I mean, they're all sort of relatively the same at year one, year two, year three. But I say our fellas have done it a lot harder because they haven't had those, in Tom Hawkins' case, he came in and he was the third tall, for example, as a young and up-and-coming player for Geelong. He had Podsy Ardley, had Cam Mooney, took the first and second defender, and so Tommy Hawkins got through his first 30 or 40 games playing on the third sometimes, whereas Tom Lynch and Sam Day, I just remember Sam Day's first 5 games. Seriously, there were 5 All-Australian fullbacks in a row, and I don't think I've ever told him this, but I just felt so sorry for him, and it was just a hard, and someone that had sort of come out of not having a huge pre-season, he bounced from sort of summer, he'd never had a pre-season, go from winter sport to summer sport because of his basketball, his baseball. And then all of a sudden he turns up in his first 5 games for us. He's playing on the 5 All-Australian fullbacks over the last 3 or 4 years. And you just go, what sort of, you know, whereas if he'd been at another club, he would have got the third best defender that, you know, in those initial times. But yeah, we're just starting to see, and that's probably been our missing link. We're not perfect yet. We're still a lot more growth in our midfield, and certainly with our, those, you know, key tall forwards and defenders as you're talking about, but things are starting to turn, which is exciting.
So Guy, another pioneer who's struggling and I think got injured again in the local league yesterday was Carmichael Hunt, is that right?
I'm not sure he was injured.
He came off with a groin problem. Getting rubbed a fair bit, the guy. In the set. He went back on, but he looks pretty sore.
Yeah, I think he went down forward. So yeah, he's just a matter of just filling up his tank. Caro,
did he get some sort of skin infection or some infection after he got hit in the head recently?
Well, he sort of come off with a concussion. He had a nasty gash just above his eyebrow that had stitched up, so he had multiple sort of hits on his head, and then ultimately, obviously subbed out of the game through concussion. Took no chances. In the process of that, basically got staph infection, so he got isolated. So he's been that close. He just needed another week. He had three really good games in a row, and we were sort of just a bit average. We needed actually a bit of vigour, if you like, around our half forward and into our midfield, and we're just about ready. He said to me he probably just needs one more game. That's what I was thinking as well. And then all of a sudden he missed a week through the concussion, so he's not started again. But we're hoping he would play a bit more game time on the weekend. But he's very close. His form over the last 4 weeks has been really encouraging, and you know he's starting to knock on the door. And we both have a conversation. I want to set him up to succeed, not fail. And he needs to know that we can't just, no point playing him as a sub. He's got to come in and own a spot, and he's got to be able to run out a full game. We can't, you know, play him with the thought of, we're going to sub him, because if something else happens, well, then we've got Carmichael running around. He's fully aware of that, but he's very close to getting senior selection, that's for sure.
But there's a big decision to make at the end of the year, isn't there? Because he's going to earn substantially less money, I would imagine. He won't be getting the ambassador money he got the first time around. And it's not a great look, I think, for the AFL to have this champion of another code running around in the NEAFL.
That's the AFL call. I mean, there's been some other players that have started their careers off and, you know, burst onto the scene, had, you know, like Carmichael's had 40 games and gone missing for a year or 2 years and then come back onto the scene. And, you know, Carmichael, we all know his history, but that's the AFL's call, of course. I mean, it's really myself, the club, sitting down with Carmichael to say, right, here's our list, this is where we're at, where are you at, Kay? And look, we'll make that decision, you know, at the end of the year when he's had a full opportunity, like all the other players, on or off our list to show why they should be on our list. But Carmichael's excited about his form recently. We are as well, and he's very close to getting senior selection, and I hope he hits the ground running.
We're speaking to Gold Coast coach Guy McKenna. Guy, I guess you know as much as anybody now about the development of an expansion club. How do you see the Giants charting based on what you saw yesterday and compared to your own team?
Oh, yeah, very, very similar. I mean, obviously, we're 12 months ahead of them, and the lists are sort of the same. I mean, they've added, Hunt and Shaw, and, you know, we had our fingers crossed that Mumford wasn't playing because he's been in great form for them, you know, around the centre clearances, and they've certainly added a lot to that part of the game for GWS. But, yeah, they're there. I bumped into David Matthews. He was up here after the game down the beach this morning, and I said, yeah, I mean, those boys and the way Leon's has taken over from Sheeds, has done a fantastic job. They're playing a really good brand of football, and yeah, they're going to trouble some sides, you know, and fingers crossed they get to those the 8 wins we had last year. But, you know, if they don't, they're certainly, you know, just the games are continuity. They've got a few injuries as well. So, it's just growing pains, but you certainly see some similarities, that's for sure.
We'll wrap it up where we started with Gary Ablett. He turns 30 in just over a fortnight. Is it possible that he's still getting better at virtually 30 years of age?
Well, I'm sure most of you people would know him, you know, just, well, probably the same as I do. And he's just a competitor. I was saying to a journo up here this morning that's what drives him. And not so much, it's not an ego thing. He just wants to know he's the best. And as you mentioned before, those young midfielders coming through, the better they get, it drives Gary to make sure that he's still the big dog in town. So he gets more competitive. I'm still the best here, boys. And, but having said that, you know, through the parts of the game we put him forward, and we started to see our, you know, sort of a bit of our future, if you like, where Gary can sort of let go, trust our young emerging midfielders to supply our ball you know, hopefully it can be 71 times like we did on the weekend, but even if it's the average, around 55, and he can sit forward, and we just saw the class of him going forward and kicking that wonderful goal, and, you know, that's certainly a glimpse into our future, but I still say the way he's playing, the way he trains, the way he looks after himself, he's still got another two good solid seasons in our midfield, which is really exciting for the footy club.
Do you tell him he's still the big dog, or do you keep that a secret?
No, I don't have to tell him. I think he's fully aware of that, and I think the rest of the boys are. But again, he's like that the fellow that leads the peloton. He's got the gold jersey on, and everyone's chasing him. And he's a great leader on the field and through the training and off the field, because he does. He drives the standards of the boys, and so here I am, boys, come and catch me. And he's been fantastic on and off the field.
Sure is that, certainly from what we see. Well, you've got a couple of matches on the road to come, and I guess they're the big challenge. You have made Metricon a fairly safe haven against all but the best. Thanks for joining us today, and good luck.
Thank you all.